I want to get political for a second and say everybody should vote straight Democrat. Nonstop.
Okay.
I don't care who's running. I don't care what they stand for. Straight Democrat.
Why? Why are you saying that? Why all of a sudden?
Because
this is so interesting. Okay.
Because today, all right, so we know that the $600 a week extra COVID thing going on unemployment.
Right, that ended. This was your last week.
Well, yeah, it ends on Friday. Republicans are saying no, they don't want to give that $600 anymore. They want to cut it back to $200 a week extra. Because what happens if you pay people too much, they won't go back to work.
Right.
They'll just stay home and make money. So if I'm making $1,000 a week, why should I go to work?
I mean, you're right. There actually is no incentive. I mean, I see why people want to go to work. They want to go work for health insurance. I mean, the fact that we have to rely on work for health insurance is so bizarre. But okay. But, you know, for health insurance, people want to go back to work. Is this incentive and to have something to do every day?
Okay. That's fine and dandy if there were jobs.
Right.
There are no jobs. You have been in Congress since you were 14 and you're still in Congress and you're 75. You've never had to look for a job in your life. There are no jobs out there right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are probably some stay-at-home jobs. I mean, if you go to like...
There's no jobs.
There's no jobs.
There are no jobs. I applied for 1,000 jobs. I got 2 callbacks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no jobs right now. Nobody's hiring. Businesses aren't open. If every business was open and there were a bunch of jobs, I agree with it. But until we get to that point that 1,000 people a day aren't dying of COVID in Florida, then you have to keep the money in the paycheck. You have to, or this country's going to fail.
You know, and the scary thing is, so friends of mine that live and work in Texas, they're first getting furloughed now because COVID is becoming a really big problem there. I mean, at first, you know, they kept their jobs, they're working from home. But now that COVID is becoming such a big problem and the companies are just completely closing. And then, you know, in our industry, when have you ever seen a time that you wake up in the morning and read the trades and it's so-and-so exits, so-and-so exits. It's like every day there's major teams and major people and program directors and general managers who are exiting jobs like crazy. So even if you had a job, you no longer have a job.
So it's only going to get worse. You can't take the money away. And it's straight Democrats, straight Republican who is voting for this. Democrats are voting yes, keep the money there. Republicans are saying no, let them go back to work. But there's no freaking jobs.
Okay, so you're saying that we need to vote for Democrats in November because at least they will find a way to keep the country afloat.
$600 extra a week is the difference between people living on the street and people not living on the street.
Oh, God. I mean, can you imagine like suicide rates and stuff like that? Like people are really going to be screwed. People that were living paycheck to paycheck to begin with.
Right.
You know, so, who are now out of work. Yeah.
But they do not understand what it's like to be out there looking for a job.
Right.
I hope they are going to be faced with that in November looking for a job.
Well, most politicians can't relate. I mean, most politicians, they on both sides have a lot of money.
Right.
You know, and they're not really they're not all that in touch with regular folk. It's just that Democrats care more about regular folk.
I just think every now and then the earth tilts and we go into a weird dimension.
Yeah.
Where nothing makes sense anymore, because even on the news today, a family got together, a family of 20 or 17, whatever it was, at a restaurant, and none of them were wearing a mask, and they all got COVID. And I'm sitting there going, did you not watch the news? Have you not seen the news?
I know. I just saw this woman who was like, she had to have her dream wedding. She had 100 guests. I mean, P.S., why are you going to a wedding anyway right now? 100 people, and think something crazy like 18 of them have already been diagnosed with COVID and they got on planes and went back to wherever they're from and spread the COVID there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just so far. So 18 out of 100 people that they know about so far have COVID. So, yeah, I mean, look, Canada keeps looking at us and they're like, they're not taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are not opening up this border. You can't go to Canada. They're not coming here. They don't understand how all these people are just not getting it. And frankly, right now, I don't either. So it's not even about whether we have jobs or not moving forward. It's like, are we going to even be alive? If people keep spreading COVID, we're never going to get this country back. We're never going to have jobs. We're always going to need the government to pay for us. Like, I just don't get it.
But now a baseball team in Florida, half of the people got COVID on the baseball team. So, you know, baseball.
Oh, gee, Florida again? You're shocking me.
Florida, baseball was fun while it lasted for 3 whole days.
So are they going to cancel baseball again now?
They're going to cancel baseball. It's gone. Hmm. It's done. I mean, you can't have that many people on one team sick. So, yeah, the whole world is crazy today.
But don't they all socially distance? I mean, one's on first base, one's on second base, one's in the mound. Yeah. Somebody's all the way out in outfield. Like, isn't that based on social distancing? Isn't that the perfect sport to play?
Yeah, but they're still in the dugout. They showed, you know, people walking around the dugout, and half of them had a mask on, half of them didn't.
Oh, well, no, they have to have stricter dugout rules.
And they're still getting dressed in the dressing room, the locker room, taking showers, whatever. You can't get away. There's no way to social distance this type of thing. You can't do it. If baseball's gone until next year.
But see, these two things are tied together. So the rampant COVID in this country is tied to people not being able to go back to work, which is tied to people not having money, which is tied to the government needing to give everybody money who's on unemployment right now, which is millions of people. I think this is one of those things, like, if you take COVID more seriously and if we can flatten our curve the way other countries have, we can get back to work.
Yeah. You know who doesn't have COVID right now? China.
Right.
You know why? Because everybody wore a mask.
Right.
So done. There's my
New Zealand
point.
Too, right? New Zealand's the other one that they don't have COVID anymore. Yeah.
Because they wore masks.
Right.
And we're not
doing it. Socially distanced and right. And now they're all back to work.
Right. But not us. No. So, yeah, take the money away. Watch what happens.
Did you see that guy this week? He was on an American Airlines flight with a MAGA hat and refused to wear a mask. And American Airlines was like, you have to wear a mask. He's like, I have a medical condition. And you can't ask about it because of HIPAA.
Yeah.
So I went and I looked it up because I was like, you know, this is interesting because there's a lot of these people that are saying that they're not allowed to wear a mask because of medical condition. So I was like, well, what medical condition keeps you from wearing a mask? So I went and I looked it up on the Mayo Clinic and all these, you know, respected medical sites and hospitals, and whatever, and they all said the exact same thing. There are two conditions that preclude you from wearing a mask. One of them is if your face has second degree or first degree burns.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have such a badly burned face that wearing a mask is going to keep oxygen away from your skin, and then all the creams that are on it, you know, it doesn't. You can't have a mask over it if you have a badly burned face.
Okay.
Took a look at this guy's face. Nope. Didn't have any burns on his face. Looked actually kind of handsome and kind of normal. So the second thing was if you have like a serious breathing disorder where you're like either on a respirator or taking oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So looked at him again. He didn't have an oxygen tank with him. He didn't have anything with him that made it look like he couldn't breathe under a mask. So he refused to get off the flight. And half the people on the flight said, well, then we're getting off. And they did.